time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
From Fort Worth, TCU 71, BYU 67, our final BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show with Coach Kevin Young. Coach, in the pregame, we talked about how you thought maybe Texas Tech had a bit more of a closing edge on Tuesday. Was that a similar story, do you think, for your guys today?
No, I thought edge was not the issue tonight. It was, turnovers. That was really the bottom line. I thought, our guys competed their tails off. It was back and forth there at the end, but I thought our edge was where it needed to be. For the most part, there was a couple guys that didn't have it, but for the most part, the guys I played minutes with, I was happy with their level of edge.
Yeah, you did do a lot of things. You're obviously in a position to win this game. Didn't happen for you, and now you're kind of stuck. You got three losses in a row. As a coach, what do you see, if you have the coaching magic wand, what's the one thing kind of you see that would make the biggest difference for this team and this team needs to get better at?
I don't think there's one magic pill, so to speak. I think we have a lot of things that we need to get better at. Again, every game presents a different challenge, and it's been rebounding. We rebounded well tonight. Turnovers have been, if I had to point to one thing, I would probably say turnovers. It's just that it's hard to overcome. Tonight it was, plus 13 field goals. The other night it was, we couldn't make a shot even though we didn't turn it over. But we got to trim the fat with the turnovers. We got to be better there.
All right, more with Coach Kevin Young is coming up from Scholl Meyer Arena. 71-67, Horned Frogs over the Cougs here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
And our concluding segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young. His team falls at TCU today, 71-67. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. You hoped it was more valuable for you, but man, Richie Saunders, 26 points, coach, for you today. So in two of his four Big 12 games, he's gone for 30 and 26. He was an efficient shooter, good rebound. Richie did all he could for you today.
Yeah, no, Richie was great tonight. I loved his bounce back after two not great showings. I know he's kicking himself for two of those. He only had two turnovers, but they were costly. So knowing him, he'll be extremely critical of himself there. And I know he's a guy we can rely on, in any kind of game.
You hit on it, but TCU's turnover percentage was under 10, and yours was at 26. So one of every four possessions for BYU ended up in a turnover today, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was, which allowed them to get 13 more shots than we did. And it's hard to win ball games, any ball game, but it's certainly, road games where you're turning it over like that. You just go to the, we held them to, 43% from the field. We shot 48, right? And so usually when that happens, you're able to pull wins out. But when you're not getting as many shots as the other team, it's pretty easy math.
Coach, I thought another bright spot was Dallin Hall. I mean, he didn't start in this game, but I thought he played really well and had six assists, hit a big three late. Were you pleased with what you saw from Dallin out there coming off the bench?
Yeah. No, I thought he had a good, response to, being coming off the bench, and that was the main reason for that was just to get combinations of guys. It's a little easier when you can bring certain guys off the bench versus start. It's easier to get the combinations you want sometimes, and so that's where that stemmed from. Unfortunately, we weren't able to really see it much to start because Trev got those two early fouls, and so yeah. We had to kind of adjust to it, even though I still try to stick to it. But it's something that we're constantly looking at, something that we're extremely mindful of. And we got to, I'm still kind of searching for the right combinations of guys.
BYU High, 24 minutes and 36 seconds of floor time from a Wood Mag. He goes 5 points, three rebounds, couple of block shots. He had a steal. He plays really hard. I thought he really stood out that way for you today.
Yeah, he was good. He's been good when we've called on him. He's another guy you can count on just because of the experience factor. extremely tough, and you know, is able to take on you know, a lot of different defensive assignments.
Okay, back at it on Tuesday, Coach. Oklahoma State at your place on Tuesday night.
Yep, got to bounce back. It'll be nice to be you know, back in the Marriott. You know, it's you take three on the chin in a row, and you got to be able to you know, dig down and have some grit, and you know, to be able to do that at home will be nice. But you know, just got to have a like I just said, a grit, and that's what we gotta rely on right now.
All right, Coach. Thank you. We'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young.